Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dorsey Wright Podcast. Today is February 14th. It's actually a pretty special day, isn't it, Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, the stock market's up. What else is there to say?
Okay, maybe not the exact thing that I meant there. It is Valentine's Day, so I'm going to remind my friend here, who is newly married within the past year, that he needs to remember to get his wife a gift. I am single, so I will be hanging out this Valentine's Day. But you do bring up a good point in the fact that overall today the market is up. We've actually seen, as far as a lot of the domestic equity indices go, we actually have seen those return to buy signals. So definitely a positive sign kind of near term among those indices to return to buy signals as far as the major ones are concerned. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500, and S&P 400 all return to buy signals. What's interesting, though, is we haven't quite seen small caps fall into line there. What we're referring to is SML. That chart is yet to give a buy signal yet, but it has formed a double top. But point being, in looking at a lot of this, is, you know, even off of this kind of, we'll call it at least what appears to be a near-term bottom, large caps continue to lead the way, and primarily large growth is sort of the leader in the clubhouse, if you will, which is interesting because that's something that really hasn't changed, even with a lot of this negative action that we've seen in the past couple of weeks. Definitely something to continue to monitor, though, as many of the indicators like the bullish percents, mainly the BPNYSE, still does reside in O's. So given a little bit of a cautionary flag, but we were looking at some of the indicators earlier, and you're starting to see some positive signs out of the shorter term ones, right?
Yeah, and so the shorter term ones that we're talking about, which are more so the leading indicators, are the 10 weeks. So you look at the 10 week for the NYSE. You can pull these indicators up on the website, just like you would any other stock, in the top right-hand corner. TW, Tom, William, and then NYSE or OTC, depending on the universe you want to look at. We've seen those get back to down to the 30% level. In the case of the TW OTC, that dipped right below to 28. The TW NYSE fell even further. Both of those have reversed back up into a column of X's, though, suggesting that more names are starting to trade above their 50-day or their 10-week moving averages. So that's a positive sign for us, historically speaking, when that reverses back up into X's after being in an area below 30 or right around 30. That's typically been a good time to enter. So those of you that have been calling in, you know, if you have things on a watch list that we've been creating over the past couple of days via the report or via on the phones, if you start seeing these things go to buy signals on your watch list, it may be a good time to start scaling back in or putting new money to work or going ahead and pulling the trigger on some of those things that still look technically strong. So, you know, we David mentioned the BP still being in O's, but we still have good leadership for equities across Dolly, across the asset class group scores page. So we are seeing strength still come from there. It's just in the intermediate term, things still haven't recovered as much. But the 10 weeks being a leading indicator, we could see that change in the near future. We're also seeing the NASDAQ 100 and the NASDAQ Composite return to buy signals today as well. So pretty much leaving small caps behind. And also to David's point, you know, if you look to the size and style boxes, just like last year, large growth continues to be the only one of the nine size and style boxes that is outperforming the S&P on a year-to-date basis. It's the only one, in fact, that is positive on the year through yesterday's close. So a lot of interesting things going on, but it's a lot of similar stuff at the same time.
Well, and what's kind of interesting for us, and the fact that we've now sort of seen these past couple of days that have been positive, is, you know, when we initially saw the bullish percent for the NYSE reverse down, and that initial move was just so quick and so abrupt, that it wasn't, I don't think many advisors at that point were calling in asking sort of if that was it. But it was interesting because it brought up something that I know we've had sort of an office discussion about, you know, today as well as yesterday, and the fact that, you know, when you're seeing domestic equities rank in that top spot or even the top two spots and the bullish percent reversing down into O's, it's a little bit of a different approach than if domestic equities were, you know, 4, 5, or 6 and reversing down into those. I mean, it's not that you would necessarily treat the reversals any differently. They are a cautionary sign, but in many cases, when you're seeing domestic equity still be strong from a relative standpoint, it's, you know, might not be a full sign of this is just an exhale, but in many cases has been somewhat of a exhale and ultimately leading to a good buying opportunity, especially when the asset class is in the sort of one or two spot. We actually did a piece about that and sort of the performance that you can see out of the S&P and the S&P equal weight, I believe last Wednesday, in the Dolly U.S. equity and Dolly overview piece, just sort of looking at the bullish percents, when the bullish percents in O's and ranking high versus when it's in O's and ranking low. So definitely take a look at that. Looking today, one kind of shifting our focus away from domestic equities, that's kind of been the primary piece of conversation recently, but we actually this morning had a change to the State Street fixed income model as well. So fixed income continues to be an asset class that we're monitoring right now within some of our fixed income strategies, primarily that State Street fixed income model. We have seen a couple of changes in the past couple of weeks. This week we actually had our second change, and it involved the removal of long-term corporates, SPLB, and the addition of international TIPS, WIP. And with that kind of addition of international TIPS, the State Street fixed income model now is about 75% international, which is kind of interesting because that's almost sort of a dollar weakness play, if you will, that we can continue to see strength out of that international debt area, especially with kind of near-term weakness out of high yield and preferred too.
Yeah, we still see fixed income rank 4th in Dolly, so not in a leadership posture, but it's still a big part of some of your portfolios, especially those that are strategic in those following tactical tilt and things like that. As David mentioned, we are seeing international do well. We're continuing to see those things move up in terms of relative strength on matrices, which is why you're seeing these changes occur. You know, the State Street fixed income model didn't have a change for almost a year in 2017 after the change in 16, and now we've had 3 changes coming into 2018. So we're really seeing relative strength do its thing there and get us into areas of strength. Avoid areas of weakness. We're seeing a lot of the treasury-related things on a domestic front fall weak relative to cash. So cash has been moving up. Cash-related things, or short-term bonds, or the credit-related bonds are moving up within those matrices, as well as international. That's why those things are going into the model. And that's a nice kind of pairing, as we talked about yesterday, in the feature of the ETF Spotlight, is that makes it for a nice pair with the ag or with BND as kind of your portfolio for fixed income. You have this tactical piece that's able to adapt, able to move around. That's where we're overweighting in our tilt portfolios as an example, but we're not getting too far away from the core either.
Well, and that's an important piece because, I mean, many of those core bond funds that are extremely popular out on the market are very heavy treasuries right now. I mean, and that's sort of a product of sort of the environment that we had been in, but they're sort of the winds of change have come, if you will, I mean, at this point in time. So we're seeing a lot of rotation occur. And I mean, whether it's a, you know, whether it's a ETF like a BND or an AGG, or, you know, looking at some of the more popular fund managers out there on the bonds, whether it's, you know, Lord Abbott, MetWest, PIMCO, so on and so forth, you still have a nice complement in utilizing a tactical strategy like the State Street fixed income model.
Yeah, I mean, those BND and AGG, for example, are between 60 and 70% treasury and mortgage-backed securities. You have no exposure of that nature in SS fixed, so that State Street fixed income model. And those of you that aren't aware, we do offer that strategy under an ETF wrapper, DWFI. That's a State Street product. Follows the same index. Still going to own those 4 ETFs. It's a fund of funds. So if you're looking for a more tax efficient way to do that, DWFI is an option.
Well, we've talked a little bit about, you know, domestic equities, fixed income. That's kind of been the 2 recent stories. that have been prevalent in the market as well as on the news. But today, you know, we wanted to sidestep a little bit to talk about some new features on the site. We don't want to throw too much at all at once, but the one feature that we are extremely excited about to add to the site isn't necessarily a tool, but it's really meant to be a guide. And what we're referring to is what we call Walk Me. Now, Walk Me is basically a software suite that allows us to build sort of guided tours as well as sort of walkthroughs, as we call them, that can take the user through a process on the Dorsey Wright site or show them important pages on the DWA page or on any particular page within the DWA site. Right now we have some sort of thematic learning paths, if you will, is what we refer to them at. If you want to access any of those learning paths or the guided tool walkthroughs, you'll need to locate the Need Help box on the lower right of your screen. It'll be kind of a black box there that'll say Need Help? And once you click on that, you will see those learning path piece, so choose a learning path, as well as some of the guided tool walkthroughs. At this point, we have tool walkthroughs for Dolly, Matrix, models, the point and figure chart, portfolios, and even the query engine. Definitely take a look at those walkthroughs if you're a newer subscriber. And even if you're not, you know, take a look at the walkthroughs and feel free to give us feedback. We are more than willing to take feedback on these walkthroughs. After all, we're doing this in order to help the user better sort of introduce themselves to the Dorsey Wright site and maybe make it, you know, one of the things we sometimes hear is that when we log in, folks are overwhelmed. They're amazed by how much we have, but they're overwhelmed at the amount of information. So our hope is that these walkthroughs will sort of take you to the important, pertinent places that you need to pay attention to first, and then allow you to sort of self-guide yourself through some of the tools, such as Dolly or Matrix or whatever it may be.
And David makes a good point about that. The key part of this is feedback. So we received feedback from you all that some things were confusing or you didn't understand how to interpret some of the data or where to look, those types of things. So feedback is open and welcome, and we would appreciate it if there are things on the site that you want an explanation on or you want a smart tip on because you don't know necessarily what it's doing or what it's calculating. Those are things that we want to hear from you. We've already gotten feedback about can we do one for Team Builder and can we do one for the FSM style models, asset class group scores. So it doesn't have to be some broad thematic theme. We want to be able to get down into the weeds for you all and create resources that you all can utilize. So one other thing I mentioned was smart tips. Those are what the Walk Me language. So these are the things you may have noticed if you're hovering over specific things on the website, like a technical attribute score or a trend. A little black box will appear and it will give you a quick definition or a quick little box or blurb of how to interpret what that data point is. So if similar to that, if there are things on the website where you don't see one of these that you would like, please let us know, and we can work on getting that up on the site for you.
Well, anything else we can think of at the moment?
Other than that, other minor things, like you can now bookmark the entire daily equity report based upon that main full view screen rather than having to go into a specific article. So you can bookmark all of February 13th's report and not just the Were You Aware, for example, like you previously had to do. You can also now set the full view or the summary view as a default. So I know there are different personal preferences. I like to view it all in the full view like a big newspaper, but other people like to see it broken up by article. So you can now do that using the top buttons on the right-hand side when you're viewing the daily equity report under that research tab on the platform. There's a set default view box and there's a bookmark box as well. And if you do end up bookmarking things, there's a link on the left-hand side of that page in a gray box at the very bottom that says bookmarks, and all of them will be stored there so you can come back and review them. This may be a good time over the past couple of weeks if you've seen reports that we've done and you want to reference those when you have client meetings or a client's call. Bookmarking is a great way to store those types of things so you have ammo at the ready.
And I think the last thing we'd added was the ability to, was it the signals? Maybe it wasn't the signals.
It was the predictive search. So you can go up in the top right if you don't know a ticker necessarily, but you know the name of the company, or you know the name of an indicator even. You can use the top right symbol box. You can type out a full word. Let's say, for example, you didn't know that Apple's ticker was AAPL. You could go in the top right symbol box, type in the word Apple, and some suggestions will come up about things that may be similar to that. So that first link there you'll see is Apple. So if those indicator charts are a little bit harder for you to memorize in terms of the symbology, you can type in things like 10-week or bullish percent, and a list of ideas will come out below that, and hopefully it's on that list.
Well, I believe that about covers it for us. Again, today is Valentine's Day, so keep that in mind for those who haven't gone and gotten gifts yet. But otherwise, we will talk to everyone Monday. Hope they have a good rest of the week.